This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. And I believe we're at part 36 of our current series, Draw Close to God. And this too, this series of messages is turning out to be pretty awesome. That is because of the anointing of our dear Lord Jesus. Without him, there's no power in the word. There is no power. Without the word that comes from Jesus. Jesus is talking in the third chapter of John, and from verse 16 it says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." Jesus continues with these incredible words: "There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son." So many people have looked at this passage of Scripture and tried to get it to mean whatever their manipulation could make you believe. But I can't do that. All I can do is read the Scripture as it is, not try to look into it, not try to do this, not try to change it, not try to make it something that it isn't. But I read the Scripture as it is. Jesus himself is talking, and he is saying this: "There is no judgment." Say that after me. There is no judgment. And again, there is no judgment, watch, against anyone who believes in him. So if you believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe he is part of the Trinity, part of the three in one, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you believe that in your heart, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever sins you've committed, whatever you've done wrong, it makes no difference. Watch this: when you ask for forgiveness from Jesus and you are forgiving other people, then you know that you believe in him. He is Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Are you getting this? It's really important that you understand this right at the beginning as I bring you this word. There is no judgment, beloved, against anyone who believes in him. Now watch this. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. Now I looked in the Message, and this is what the Message says. In verse 18 of John, the third chapter, it says this: anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without knowing it. And why? Because of that person's failure to believe in the one of a kind Son of God when introduced to him. That's so powerful. That is so powerful. And that comes from the Message. You see, at the beginning of this, in verse 16, Jesus is saying this: God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. Now, what that means is the Father gave Jesus to the world as a gift. And guess what? When God did that, when God sent Jesus to this earth to be born of the Virgin Mary, to live for 33 years, God knew what he was going to have to do, how he was going to have to sacrifice his Son. That was all a part of the plan. That is why he did what he did. So when Jesus is saying, so God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, there was a reason behind it. God wasn't doing it for fun. He was doing it because, as Jesus says, so that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. If you believe in Jesus, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe that he is the Son of God, if you believe that he rose again on the third day when he was committed to death, death on the cross, if you believe this and you believe he is the Son of God, if you truly believe this, here's a message for you today. You will have eternal life. And Jesus is telling you, you won't be judged either. It's what the Scripture says. I'm not making this up. It's what the Scripture says. You will not be judged. But there will be others. There will be theologians. There will be professors of theology that will tell you, oh, no, it doesn't actually mean that. What it means is, no. Stop right there. It does mean this, because that is what is written. There's no point in there being an allegory here. There is no point in trying to doctor this to make it sound something else. I am telling you that what Scripture says is exactly that. Let's read from verse 16 in the third chapter of John what the Message says, because that's awesome as well. It says this: this is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why: so that no one need be destroyed by believing in him. Anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go into all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help to put the world right again. And we know so well there is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, because that is what Scripture says. Now, here's another point that I want to raise. If you're listening to this radio station right now, and perhaps you don't even know why you're listening, maybe a friend has the radio on and you're just there in the room and you're hearing it as well. Well, let me tell you, beloved child of God, you are in the presence of Almighty God right now, as he is knocking on the door of your heart. Because look, I'm not preaching a message of fire and brimstone. I'm preaching a message of truth. Because the Bible then says, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. This is so important. I want those words to sink into your heart now. In the Old Testament, it says these words, for the wages of sin is death. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm not telling you, I am promising you that you will not obtain eternal life. Actually, that's not strictly true, because you will attain eternal life, but you will not be in glory. You will not be where God is. You will be somewhere that you really don't want to be. I promise you that. That is why Jesus is saying what he's saying. You see, Jesus is love. God is love. So therefore, why does Jesus say, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son? Why does he say that? He's saying it as a warning, but he's not saying it angrily. He's warning you. And you know what? He's telling you in love. Anytime Jesus spoke about hell, he was saying it in love. He wasn't saying it in accusation or condemnation. He was saying it in love. And you've heard the word today. You've heard what the Lord is saying to you right now. For God so loved the world that he sent his Son into the world. Not to condemn you, but to save you. Beloved, this is the gospel. As well as I can deliver it, this is the gospel. Are you going to believe it? Or are you going to once again reject it? Are you going to once again turn your back on it? And say, it doesn't matter to me. Look at me. I'm young. I can do this. I can do that. I don't need God. Look at me. I'm fine. There's arrogance. But Jesus still loves you. God still adores you. And God still says, you are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. He still says that, although you turn your back on him. But you can turn your face toward him right now. Maybe you had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and you walked away from him because of circumstance, because of things that had happened in your life. Now is the time. Now is the time. Say, now is the time. Now is the time for you to come back. I'm going to pray, and I want you to say the words straight after me as I say them and mean them in your heart. Whatever your circumstance, if you just want to renew your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you say it too. In fact, we can all say it. How about that? Say these words. Heavenly Father, I believe in you, and I trust in you. I look toward you now, Father, and I ask you to forgive me for all the sin in my life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart now, for I believe in your name, and I believe in your word. Come, Lord. My heart is open, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, if you said those words, I would love to hear from you so that the prayer team can pray for you. Studio at worshipradio247.org. That's the email address, studio at worshipradio247.org. And just say these words, "It was me," and we will pray for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.